West Papuan band The Black Brothers are returning to the stage in Port Moresby after 37 years to help celebrate Papua New Guinea's Independence Day. The eclectic group is famous for their hit songs in the 1980s, and they've become a cultural icon in Melanesia. Combining reggae and political elements, The Black Brothers' sound is easily recognisable. After going into voluntary exile in 1978 to protest Jakarta's policies in West Papua, band founder and manager Andy Ayamiseba says returning to the stage tonight in Papua New Guinea will be an emotional experience.
It's like a coming home. We really so emotional to be back home in here on the soil of the New Guinea island. Very, very emotional.
Performing in Tok Pisin and formerly in Bahasa Indonesian, the group has acted as a bridge between Melanesian cultures and a voice for the people of West Papua.
Our Black Brothers is to represent the aspiration of the West Papuan people to be free from any kind of oppression. Members could come and go, but the mission will be always there.
The show's label manager, Braden Chin, of CHM's music division, agrees.
There is a lot of support in PNG towards West Papua. Nothing symbolises the West Papuan movement more than the Black Brothers and what they represent.
He and the people of Papua New Guinea are thrilled the band is back together.
Words cannot explain it. We are extremely excited. A lot of people are excited about it. There is something about this particular one that just means a lot to us. It's just very close to the heart.
Sadly, two former members of the band have since passed away, and others were unable to attend due to poor health. But the band is set to be joined by a number of new members from around the region, including three daughters of former member Augustinus Ramwa Oppen.
He was represented by his three daughters, and we are now featuring them as the future generation of Black Brothers. They call themselves the Black Sisters.
And Braden is excited for the Black Brothers' future.
From what I've seen in terms of watching them rehearse this week, I would say the Black Brothers' legacy is in very good hands. Honestly, I was blown away.
The National Capital District's governor is a big fan of the group and helped facilitate the return.
He wrote to us to request if we could come and perform. I said, of course, we will do that. It's a combination of the chatting around the coffee table, and then we come up with the idea together.
A 20-member delegation from the group's native West Papua has also been invited to attend. Andy hopes his music can be a message of peace.
You know, like it or not, we will live side by side forever. We can't confront using violence. So music is a universal language to pass on our message.
The Black Brothers are playing tonight at Sir John Guy Stadium in Port Moresby. Swatu wasu kuruya.